we want to remind team members that the purpose of the routing slip is not to, or the transfer sheet, is not to kill your vibe or to eliminate the handoff.
Right.
We want to make sure that everything that we put on this document, we are still verbalizing it. We're still saying it in front of the patient.
Welcome to the 3D Dentist Team Podcast, The Dental Diaries, where we explore implementing the 3D Dentist systems from a team perspective. Join me, Meredith, and my co-host, Aubrey, as we share insights on cultivating growth and support within your dental team.
Whether you're new to the dental field or a seasoned pro, our podcast dives into topics like effective team dynamics and patient care strategies. Expect engaging discussions and expert insights to elevate your dental practice.
So hit subscribe and join us on this journey to transform your practice with the 3D Dentist Team Podcast, The Dental Diaries.
And like always, keep flossing and stay bossing.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the 3D Dentist Team Podcast, The Dental Diaries. I'm Meredith, and I'm joined by my lovely host, Aubrey.
Hey, Meredith. Thanks for the introduction.
Yes, welcome. We are in Nashville today, our home studio, I guess. The studio of the millennial dentist. So a few months ago, we talked about transfer sheets. It was, I think, probably one of our most popular podcasts this far. So we kind of want to reiterate transfer sheets. One, how important they are, but also not to let them kill your vibe around the office, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're not to silence us. They're not to cut down on anything. But most of all, we want to make sure that our communication is, you know,
as
team
fluid.
Member to team member, doctor to team member, is better than ever.
Yeah.
And this is to help that. So we want to make sure that it doesn't kind of counteract what we're trying to do. So let's talk about, Aubrey, what our 3D transfer sheet is.
Yeah. So we always say that it's kind of like it's the modern routing slip.
Yes.
Right. So, you know, it's a document that we use that, like you were saying, we want to be above the standard in the medical world with communication. And I mean, gosh, so many other medical fields, doctor's offices, you know, you go in and you
Even
have the same conversations. Yeah.
It's bad.
Yeah. Like there's not a lot of empathy in the medical world anymore. You have to continue to repeat yourself. They don't communicate between departments, between the front and the back. And I think that that's what the purpose of this is, and any tools that we can use to make sure that we're improving our communication, ultimately helping the patient feel heard, I think goes a long way. So that's what this is for. And like you were saying, we want to remind team members that the purpose of the routing slip is not to, or the transfer sheet, is not to kill your vibe or to eliminate the handoff.
Right.
So we want to make sure that everything that we put on this document, we are still verbalizing it. We're still saying it in front of the patient. We're still handing off any of that information to the doctor or the other team member that we're, you know, transferring the patient to. But it just helps us organize our thoughts.
Yeah. I just was thinking, you know, what if I walked up to you with a patient and gave you a sheet of paper and walked away? And I think
please hold.
Yeah. Let me look over it. Yeah. Okay. So you're here for this. But I think sometimes that happens. Mm-hmm. And even worse, we're dropping patients off with nothing.
Yeah.
No transfer sheet, no communication, no transfer. And so, you know, we want to reiterate that this is used operatory to operatory in all ops for all team members, whether we're bringing in a treatment coordinator, a doctor, a front office team member, if we don't have a treatment coordinator, and most importantly, from the back to the front.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of times our communication drops from the front to the back or the back to the front.
Yeah.
And that's kind of where we're left scrambling or asking embarrassing questions of the patient, like, and what do you need?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there's no non-awkward way to do it.
Or like, who are you? What's your name?
That's the worst.
Yeah. You know, you're scrolling through the schedule trying to find.
Age?
Yeah. Or male, female age. Are you old, young?
Yeah.
Like what is going on here? Yeah. So I think just having those transfers, using the sheets, like you said, back to front is where it happens the most. So even if say we're checking a patient in and we need to get, you know, their card on file for a payment plan or, you know, collect the rest of their payment because they've already made their down payment to reserve their appointment.
Yes.
You know, that's a great opportunity to hand off between the front to the back before they get them back by saying like, hey, Mayor, this is Aubrey. She's, you know, ready to go for her crown today. We just got her payment, the rest of her payment. So she's all squared away. And when you guys are done, she's good to go.
Yeah. And that is just so comforting for the patient to know, one, they've been taken care of.
Yeah.
Two, when they're done with the procedure, a lot of times when you're up front, it's like, we can go ahead and take care of things now so that when you're done, you know, you're going to be numb and you'll be tired after sitting in that chair. Mm-hmm. So we'll just go ahead and be able to get you out of here. You won't have to stop back by the front with us.
Yeah.
And so that's a really good way to get the ball rolling and one less thing you have to do.
Yeah.
And for the team member too, the team member's not having to collect payment in the back after the procedure. Mm-hmm. They're not having to collect while they're getting numb. A lot of times our team members can.
Yeah.
If we're able to take that off before we even get them back for treatment, that's one thing that can be huge.
Yeah. One less thing for them to worry about. And there's nothing worse. Like, the one thing patients hate talking about is money.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So anything we can do to smooth that process is a win.
Yeah.
And so, you know, there's nothing worse than collecting the payment up front and then the team member gets them back to the back and then they're like, all right, so it's going to be $1,400 for today. And they're like, I already paid.
Right.
Like, because we hadn't communicated,
right.
You know? So again, just making sure that that communication between team members and departments is there. And I know we're talking a lot about back to front, but where the transfer sheet is so helpful is when, you know, say you've gotten the diagnostics with your patient, you've reviewed the photos, you've filled out your transfer sheet, and you know that when the doctor comes in, most likely you're going to need a front office team member or treatment coordinator. You can take that transfer sheet to your doctor, but then you can also go give your treatment coordinator or front office team member a heads up and say, hey, in the next 5 minutes, can you listen for, you know, Dr. Amber to come for my exam, because I know that it'd be great if you were in there so that you could go ahead and meet the patient and hear what the recommendations are.
Yeah. And another thing that the transfer sheet is just so valuable for is the fit and the chiefs that we put mm-hmm. on there, because those are sometimes some of them we're more than happy to repeat in front of the doctor or the treatment coordinator. But some of them, maybe the reasons why they don't want to move forward with treatment or can't move forward with treatment right now,
mm-hmm.
or why they do want to move forward with treatment, may not be something we want to talk about
yeah.
over and over again. Maybe something that's embarrassing or, you know, holding them up. But, you know, certain things, like they want to go ahead and get this done because they have their daughter's wedding, or they can't really get this done till after their daughter's wedding, maybe okay. But, you know, saying something like they have the money because their grandma just died, maybe not be something we want to kind of repeat and communicate in front of the patient. So that's a really good time and place to write that down on that slip so the doctor and treatment coordinator know.
Mm-hmm.
Because then they'll be more confident in their presentation and they can kind of read the patient without them having to repeat themselves, like we said, multiple times.
One other thing that I've heard team members say or chime in about with the transfer sheets is that, you know, they'll say, oh, I don't feel like we really need it. That's not there. We don't have that problem, or we're doing a good job of communicating already. Why would we add in another tool? But the biggest thing that I think, again, this helps with is getting the doctor in quicker because the doctor's able to then see the stack of sheets piling up and say, like, oh, I've got three or four, and I've got two hygienists and two assistants with limited exams that I need to go check.
Yeah.
Where do I go first? So it helps them just realize when they're needed and then also prioritize, like, oh, these two are going to be quick. These two are going to take a little bit longer. So I need to make sure I've got a little bit more time. So I think that helps everybody, you know, that's involved in that situation. And then also, again, it gives the treatment coordinator a chance to have a heads up so that they're prepared to be in the conversation as well. And what ultimately happens is that we have time on the back end to now present dentistry because we're not scrambling in those last 5 minutes of the appointment because we're waiting on a doctor and don't have a treatment coordinator available.
Right.
So it leads to more treatment that we're able to, you know, diagnose and close as well for patients, which is, again, a win all around.
Yeah. And then we save them and use them when we're, you know, if we can't get to our notes in between patients. Well, you know, you just have those days sometimes where it's just like back to back to back.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so much quicker. Some people are like, oh, I remember all my patients. I'm like, I don't remember every single detail about my last patient.
Yeah.
Like, how about 8 o'clock this morning?
Yeah.
And so even if I do remember, it's just like a nice, at the end of the day, checklist to go through, make sure I've got everything I've written and run through my sheets, my transfer sheets, and make sure all my notes are in and then just throw them right in the shred pile. And it just makes it easy.
Yeah. So, I mean, ultimately, I think the transfer sheets, we were even resistant in the beginning to using them because we did think, I mean, I'll be honest, our team felt like things were flowing smoothly. But where we've seen the most improvement is with the doctors coming sooner for exams, not because the doctors were being hesitant to begin with, but now they just
feel prepared.
They're prepared and they're able to see, like, again, when it makes sense in their procedure versus before it would be like, they would almost wait a little bit longer because they'd feel like, oh, I need to make sure I have 20 minutes for
just in case
all my exams, just in case. Exactly.
Yeah.
And now they know, like, oh, I've only got two. I can go ahead and knock these out and then come back.
Yeah. And what our doctors say is they can tell how long they're going to be in the appointment by the amount of writing that's on the transfer sheet.
Yeah.
So that's a good way to gauge that as well. So really, we just wanted to reiterate how important the transfer sheets were, but also not to let them kill your good old communication within the practice.
Yeah.
And, you know, the best way to do that is to role play so that when you're real life day to day with your patients, it just feels natural.
Yeah. Patients feel comfortable. They feel heard. They feel valued. And they can tell that you're listening and paying attention, which I think it speaks volumes.
Right. Well, I hope that helped you guys and clarified. Anything else, any other questions you had about transfer sheets, feel free to leave us a comment or ask any questions that you have. And
don't forget to keep flossing and stay bossing.